Time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Fairfield area weather calling for mostly cloudy skies today, a high in the mid-50s. 90% chance for rain tonight, mainly after midnight, low near 50. I'm Darren Cuddle reporting. U-Haul Company of Illinois Incorporated has announced that TTT Designs has signed on as a U-Haul neighborhood dealer to serve the Fairfield area. TTT Designs will offer U-Haul trucks, towing equipment, moving supplies, and in-store pickup for boxes. TTT Designs partners Tony and Gina Thomason are teaming with the industry leader in do-it-yourself moving and self-storage to better meet the demands of Wayne County. U-Haul and TTT Designs are striving to benefit the environment through sustainability initiatives. Truck sharing is a core U-Haul sustainability business practice that allows individuals to access a fleet of trucks that's larger than what they could access on an individual basis. U-Haul says each of its trucks placed in a community helps keep 19 personally owned large capacity vehicles, pickups, SUVs, and vans off the road, leading to less traffic congestion, pollution, and cleaner air. More news after this break.
The farm family is still the backbone of southwestern Indiana and southeastern Illinois, and TOC Media, WFIW and WOKZ, and Best One Tire are teaming up to honor the farm family with the annual Illiana Farm Family of the Year program. The 2020 family will be introduced at TOC's Farm Profit Preview in Vincennes on January 23rd. We are accepting nominations for the 2020 Farm Family of the Year online at WFIWradio.com. Go online now to WFIWradio.com and nominate your farm family. Tell us why they deserve to be named the TOC Media, WFIW, WOKZ, Best One Tire, Southern Illiana Farm Family of the Year. The winner will be announced at Farm Profit Preview January 23rd. Brought to you by Best One Tire, the farm tire leader for Southern Indiana and Illinois and Northern Kentucky.
When you think of kids and their needs, think of the Wayne County Shrine Club, because they are. Shriners from Wayne County have raised more than $25,000 over the last 5 years for the Shriners Hospital in St. Louis through their annual Ungen Sale, pork burger and pork chop cookouts, fish fry, the annual Shrine football game between FCHS and Hamilton County, and various other fundraisers. So next time you see a Shriner, think of kids and their needs. They are.
Clear skies and pleasant temperatures allowed for a good crowd Saturday evening in Fairfield for the Kiwanis Club Christmas Parade and lighting of the Christmas tree on the Wayne County Courthouse lawn. The parade rolled through downtown Fairfield early Saturday evening with around 60 floats and units participating. The event was broadcast on WFIW-FM 104.9. Phyllis Hilliard Wilkes served as this year's parade grand marshal. The Fairfield Lions Club, along with the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce, will hold the annual Senior Citizens Christmas Light Tour Monday evening. Senior citizens can sign up for the tour at Brookstone Estates, Fairway Apartments, the High Rise, Fairfield Village Apartments, or Fairfield's First United Methodist Church. Transportation by Rides Mass Transit will begin at 5 p.m. at sign-up locations on Monday. After the tour, people will return to the church to enjoy light refreshments provided by PEO and the Lions Club. Musical entertainment will be provided by Kent Reeves and Steve Lee. Wayne City Matters' third annual Hometown Christmas Parade is set for December 14th. The parade will start at 7 that evening. There will be drawings for various prizes and gift certificates. Santa and Mrs. Claus will make an appearance and be available to have their picture taken starting at 5:30 p.m. on December 14th. There will be treat bags for the kids and hot chocolate for all that attend. Area river stages as of this morning, Little Wabash River east of Fairfield at 25.43 feet, flood stage 17 feet. At Clay City, the river's now below flood stage at 13.74 feet, flood stage 18 feet. At Carmi, the river's at 28.54 feet, flood stage 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City is at 5.82 feet, flood stage 15 feet. And the Wabash at Mount Carmel stands at 10.36 feet, flood stage 19 feet. Dry weather is forecast for the area this week, outside of rain late tonight and Monday, possibly ending in some snow early Tuesday morning. In other news, State Representative Darren Bailey has announced the Illinois Conservation Foundation is offering $2,000 Conservation Achievement Scholarships to high school seniors in Illinois. The scholarships help promote the value of the natural world and encourage the next generation to engage in personal efforts to preserve and enhance a sustainable outdoor environment. Applications and information is available through the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. The opportunity is available to outstanding seniors who have demonstrated effective, voluntary, long-term dedication to the preservation, protection, enhancement, and/or promotion of Illinois' natural resources. One of the scholarships will be given to a qualified applicant who is also a legal dependent of a current Illinois Department of Natural Resources employee. Up to four one-time scholarships each will be awarded. The scholarship funds may be used for expenses related to the 2 or 4 year college or university degree, including tuition, college fees, textbooks, or room and board at the university. Funds are mailed directly to the college or university of the successful applicants. Applicants must be an Illinois resident and senior in an Illinois high school during the year of the scholarship award. They must also be able to provide specific examples of voluntary, effective contributions to Illinois' natural resources throughout his or her high school enrollment, have at least 2.5 GPA on a 4.0 scale, and be enrolled in a 2 or 4 year college or university program of study in the calendar year of his or her high school graduation. More information on the application process can be found at ilcf.org. A strong push for quicker ethics reforms at the State House is coming from a group of Republican lawmakers who don't want to wait until the spring to address the issues. Republicans from Decatur, Shelbyville, Beecher City, Oakdale, and Crystal Lake want a special session before Christmas to address reforms instead of waiting for a commission to come up with the changes. Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker says that good work was done this fall with input from both sides, namely addressing more disclosures around income from lobbying. Pritzker says a special session won't solve the real problems that exist with implementation of ethics reforms.
That ethics commission, deliberately created with Republicans and Democrats, is designed to look at each of the issues that in fact those same state representatives would like to have reviewed and make sure that they're done in the right way. To do a quickie special session, just like doing a quickie veto session to try to get all of the ethics matters covered, doesn't make a lot of sense.
Those five members of the GOP say waiting for a commission to bring back recommendations is too long to wait. One bill they want voted on is to address lawmakers from profiting from the gambling industry. OSF Healthcare Children's Hospital is now the first in the state to offer accredited services to adult patients with congenital heart defects.
So it's very exciting. Dr. Ty Hasselman and Dr. Hugo Nwankwo, who are congenital cardiologists at OSF Children's Hospital of Illinois, they have received this advanced certification as adult congenital heart disease specialist by the American Board of Internal Medicine. And why this is so important, it just further strengthens the congenital heart care that is available at OSF Children's Hospital of Illinois.
That's Shelley Dankoff, spokesperson for OSF Healthcare. Congenital heart defects are present from birth, and the risks include issues with heart rhythm and possible heart failure. Thus, why it's so important for congenital heart defect patients to see heart specialists.
And one thing people don't realize is that oftentimes people are diagnosed as children with a congenital heart disease. But it is very important as they grow and age that they receive long-term follow-up care by a congenital heart specialist. Our cardiologists do a wonderful job seeing those with heart issues. But if you have a congenital heart issue, it's very important that you are seen by a congenital heart specialist because there are some different things going on with the anatomy of those patients. So this helps strengthen the treatment that we provide to those children as they transition into adulthood and moving forward.
The expansion of congenital heart disease services at OSF Healthcare Children's Hospital is part of a larger goal of educating and caring for people with congenital heart defects in Illinois. A Christmas tree has been lit at the Thompson Center in downtown Chicago, and it's decorated with ornaments honoring the military and Gold Star families from Illinois. The director of the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs, Linda LaChapa-Lavia, spoke as the tree was being unveiled, and she says the legacy of those who gave their lives in defense of the country should never be ignored or forgotten.
Remember the sacrifices made by our fallen service members and the void that is left in the lives of these precious, amazing families in front of us and their friends. Remember their loss was a payment on the freedom and liberties so many enjoy and often take for granted.
11 families were at the Thompson Center to place ornaments on the tree honoring their sons and daughters. Going on today, Fairfield's First United Methodist Church Choir, under the direction of Tom Tucker, will present the cantata Come and See, Go and Tell during the 10 a.m. worship service. Members of the Evansville Philharmonic Orchestra will join local musicians for the service. Lisa Frisk will be the soloist, and narration will be delivered by Mike Dreith. Everyone is welcome. Fairfield Coin Club meeting at Frontier Community College. Doors open at 11 a.m. The meeting and auction starts at 1:30 this afternoon. There will be a raffle and coin dealers present. Everyone is welcome. The Union North CP Church having a holiday meal today. A potluck meal with turkey and all the fixings will be enjoyed in the church basement. That'll be at 5 this evening. The church is located east of Fairfield on Route 15 to Klein's Corner at 2400 East, then south about 2 miles. Everyone welcome. If you have questions, you can call and leave a message at 847-4061. And at 6 this evening, the First Christian Church in Fairfield, welcoming the Fairfield City Band and the As One Community Choir in a concert featuring the songs of Christmas. Everyone is welcome. That's the news. We'll check area deaths next.
I'm Mike Dreith, and I get 2 minutes every morning. The goal is to make you think about a local, state, or national story. I give you my honest take, and it always contains my opinion. You may not agree. That's okay. Good people can disagree on issues and still be respectful. I love it when my commentary spawns a good debate. Talk isn't always cheap. It plays weekdays here on the station listened to, not just heard. Thank you for listening.
We are currently accepting vendors for the Original Company radio stations and Old National Bank's annual Farm Profit Preview that will be on Thursday, January 23rd from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Highland Woods in Vincennes. This is your chance to meet over 200 potential new clients in just one day. You don't want to miss this great opportunity to showcase your business. If you're interested in becoming a vendor, please contact Jessica Hallman at events@originalcompany.com.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 84-year-old Karina Laura Jean Skelton died at Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon on Thursday. She was an accomplished pianist and singer, performing at church, weddings, and many social events for most of her life. Surviving are her husband of 63 years, John, children Tanya M. Skelton of Houston, Texas, Jackie L. Benneman of Arnold, Maryland, and John Eric Skelton of Hanover, Maryland, a brother Niall Henson, a sister, Shirley Fisk, five grandchildren, and many nieces, nephews, in-laws, and many friends. Funeral services for Karina Laura Jean Skelton will be at 10:30 Wednesday morning at the Poplar Creek Community of Christ Church in Orchardville. Burial will be at Poplar Creek Cemetery in Orchardville. Visitation from 5 to 7 p.m. Tuesday at the Hoselden Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Memorials may be given to St. Jude's Children's Hospital and will be accepted at the Hoselden Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. 75-year-old McLeansboro resident William J. Chubb Ribbenacker died Thursday at his home. He was a salesman at the Case IH dealership. Surviving are a son, Brady Ribbenacker, a daughter, Bethany Merbarger, and a son, Cody Ribbenacker, his wife, Teresa, five grandchildren, and a brother, Dean Ribbenacker. Visitation for William J. Chubb Ribbenacker will be from 5 until 8 this evening at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Funeral services will be at 11 a.m. Monday at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with burial in Mount Olivet Cemetery at McLeansboro. Memorials may be given to St. Jude and will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. 80-year-old McLeansboro resident Mary Juanita Dale died at 6:50 Thursday morning at St. Louis University Hospital. She was a cook at the McLeansboro Healthcare and Rehab Center in McLeansboro. Surviving are a daughter, Deborah Dale of McLeansboro, two sons, Delbert Jean Dale of Sugarloaf, Pennsylvania, and Oscar Dale of McLeansboro, two sisters, Shirley Ingram of McLeansboro and Brenda Langford of McLeansboro, 10 grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Mary Juanita Dale will be at noon today at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Burial at Old Springer Cemetery. Visitation from 10 a.m. until noon today at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of the arrangements. 74-year-old Glenda K. Jones died November 16th at Shannondale in Maryville, Tennessee. Surviving are her husband Daniel of Maryville, a sister Mary Sanders of Knoxville, Tennessee, sister-in-law Diane Carlson of Las Vegas, Nevada, three nephews, one niece, and several cousins. A memorial service for Glenda Jones will be held at 10 a.m. Wednesday at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with burial following at Garrison Cemetery. Memorial donations may be made to the American Cancer Society, Alzheimer's Association, or the Parkinson's Foundation. Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of the local arrangements. A reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cottle reporting.
WFIW-FM and Ultra Products are bringing back the popular Show Us Your Rack promotion. Now through December 31st, upload pictures of you and your buck to the Show Us Your Rack page at WFIWradio.com. The first 25 photos uploaded will receive a free t-shirt from Ultra Products in Fairfield. On Friday, January 3rd, one lucky hunter will be drawn from all the entries and win a Carbon Express Pile Driver 390 crossbow valued at $400. Go to WFIWradio.com for complete details. Good luck, hunters!
Ring in the new year at the 12th annual National New Year's Eve Watermelon Drop. It's been touted as one of America's top 10 quirky things to do on New Year's Eve. Bring your family or your whole party to Patrick Henry Drive in Vincennes. Near midnight, watch the giant 500-pound watermelon being hoisted up for the countdown to 2020. At the stroke of midnight, the Knox County watermelons drop to the splatform and the huge fireworks show celebrating the new year begins.
Here's your sports update for today. Boys high school basketball yesterday. Fairfield Mules beat Cesar Valier 75-39. Mules won the JV game 43-27 and the freshman game 43-17. Junior high girls basketball at the IESA 7-2A state tournament at Paris High School. Springfield Calvary over Albion 19-11. The Lady Panthers in their season at 14-2. Boys high school basketball yesterday at the Patoka Shootout. Wayne City beat St. Elmo Brownstown 79-69. At the Carlisle Kaskaskian Classic, seventh place game, Flora over Hillsboro, 53-46. At the Goreville Invitational, Hamilton County beat Johnston City, 57-31. Also, Hamilton County over Hardin County, 64-47. Girls High School basketball yesterday. It was Madisonville, Kentucky, North Hopkins over FCHS, 51-30. College basketball, junior high boys basketball, the Wayne City Holiday Tournament in the championship game. Center Street over Sisney, 37-36. High school wrestling, FCHS placed fifth at the Lawrence County Tournament. The Mules got a second-place finish from Noah Kuntz. Third-place finishes from Cole Simpson, Chase Hallam, and Peyton Allen. Fourth-place finishes from Ike Downen, Otis Lurs, Dalton Victor, and Alex Watuki. And a fifth-place finish from Vance Hendrick. College basketball yesterday, Maryland beat Illinois 59-58. It was Wisconsin over Indiana 84-64, Kentucky over Farley Dickinson 83-52, Memphis over UAB 65-57, Missouri beat Temple 64-54, Western Kentucky over Arkansas 86-79, Villanova over St. Joseph 78-66. College football, number one Ohio State over Wisconsin 34-21. Clemson beat Virginia 62-17. LSU over Georgia 37-10. Oklahoma beat Baylor 30-23. Memphis over Cincinnati 29-24. In the NBA, Indiana beat the New York Knicks 104-103. National Hockey League, Toronto over the St. Louis Blues 5-2. That's your sports update. The Fairfield area weather, mostly cloudy today, a high in the mid-50s. Rain 90% likely tonight, mainly after midnight, a low of 50. 90% chance of rain Monday, a high in the mid-50s, mostly cloudy. Tuesday, a high in the mid-30s. Sunny Wednesday with a high in the mid-30s, partly to mostly sunny Thursday, a high near 40, and partly sunny Friday, a high in the mid-40s. Overnight low has been 30. The present Fairfield temperature is 33.